Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this edition of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin Bowling. So glad that you joined us on the broadcast today. I don't know if you've been watching the news very much on certain stories that have come out recently, but I saw something in the news that I just thought was interesting. A couple of news items that I just wanted to bring before you here today. One of the news items that I saw was the news items that spoke about churches using facial recognition software to track congregants. I don't know, did you see that? You understand what facial recognition software is, right? There's a number of points on your face that is scanned by a scanner, you know, a light and a kind of a infrared light that captures different points on a person's face. And then it feeds that information into a database via software. And then from that, it can then determine that your face, like your fingerprint, you know, there's certain distinguishable marks and features on your face. And then that can, the database can be tied to who that person is. So it's a way of discovering who the person is and then in this case tracking them to see when they come and go or what parts of the building they go in and so forth. But here's a story saying that churches are using facial recognition software. This one was out of the site says RT is the name of the site, and it says this. This was published on June 27th, so not that long ago here, just a few days ago. It says this, churches are joining the widening club of entities using Big Brother-style facial recognition software to track people, and they're doing so in secret, according to a producer of specialized program designed for religious institutions. In just 4 months, some 30 churches around the world, from Indonesia and India to Portugal and the U.S., have started using facial recognition software called ChurchX, is the name of the software, I think it's Moshe Greenspan, the CEO of Israel and Las Vegas-based company Face6. That sells the technology. The program is a derivative of other products his company offers to clients, such as law enforcement, public venues, and retail outlets. He says this, in the beginning, I was surprised. We never thought of churches as potential clients, but we now understand the need. Most churches do already keep track of their members, he told the IB Times in the UK. ChurchX uses CCTV footage, that's closed circuit TVs, footage or photos to match churchgoers against a database of high resolution pictures that a church has to compile on its own. Now, I said that in facial recognition software, sometimes they use a scanner of some sort. In this particular case, they're actually using, they're capturing the image of the person via the closed circuit TV and then using that picture, that image that they captured, high resolution image, to then compare that picture to pick up the points on the person's face and compare it to a database that's been compiled. The software then, the article goes on to say, can be used to monitor attendance numbers and alert church officials if some members stop coming to services. It can also screen for people banned from the church, Greenspan explained as well. He would not identify the churches that use the software, citing the controversial nature of the technology. Facial recognition is considered too invasive of a tool by privacy advocates, allowing governments and companies to track people offline on the same scale that electronic surveillance is conducted today. Churchix works better when used openly, with visitors passing a checkpoint and voluntarily registering to be looking into a camera. This would give 99% accuracy, the company says, but apparently the users prefer not to draw unwanted attention to the tracking software. I don't think churches tell people, Greenspan told the Fusion TV channel. We encourage them to do so, but I don't think they do. Greenspan, however, insists his software is not a game changer, as churches have been tracking their congregants manually for ages. Churchix only makes it possible for medium and large churches, he explains. Facial recognition technology and other biometric identification tools are outpacing attempts to regulate them. In the U.S., only Illinois and Texas have laws that demand consent of the people, and in both cases, they predate the emergence of facial recognition. So here's the story about tracking people in church as to whether or not they come and go. So I just want to make a couple comments about this. Let me just make a comment right in the very beginning. If your church needs to have facial recognition software to keep track of the people, its members, or its regular attenders, you're attending a church that is much too large. Can I just say that right on the face of it, no pun intended, right on the face of it, we see that there is this this idea that, man, shouldn't you be able to recognize the faces of the people in the congregation and not need a software program to be able to do it? Shouldn't the people that are charged with the oversight of the church, like we read in Acts chapter 20, you know, where Paul is speaking to the Ephesian elders in Acts chapter 20, and the apostle says there, you know, that they have oversight of the congregation and so forth. And then in that passage, you know, they should have oversight of themselves as well as oversight of the congregation. Well, wouldn't you think that the oversight that is given to them there would include that they should be able to recognize the people that are in their congregation and maybe know their names and maybe know a little bit about them? Here's what Paul said to them. He said, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God, Acts chapter 20 and in verse 27. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. So here he's warning them, you know, or telling them to, you know, keep watch over the flock that God has put you in charge of. Wouldn't that include, you know, if you were the shepherd, as it talks about in other passages of Scripture, that Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. He said, my sheep know me, and I know my sheep. You know, he knows them by name. Shouldn't the overseers in the church, the under-shepherds, then know the names of the people of those and the faces of those that are in their congregation? And if they don't know that, isn't that a problem? You know, we've not just been called as shepherds to count the sheep. We've not just been called to pet the sheep, but we've been called to feed the sheep and, you know, have oversight of the sheep to guide them into the truth. And shouldn't this include then that we should have some idea of who the sheep are without having facial recognition software available to us to do this? I just think that is reasonable. Somebody commenting when I posted that on my Facebook page, they said, you know, not only is that true, that you're going to too large of a church, but if you have to use facial recognition software, but they also added that this is just creepy. You know, it's creepy that the church wants this type of electronic surveillance of the people that are in their church. You know, it's just getting a little bit creepy here, the way this is going along. So I just wanted to comment on that particular one. I think that this is something that automation is a good thing in certain things, in certain areas. You know, when Henry Ford decided to automate the assembly line and to make cars, the building of cars, an automated process, I could say in a business function, that may have been a very good thing to introduce manufacturing practices and so forth. But I think in other areas of life, automating things are bad things. I'm finding that in the food industry, automating the food process is a bad thing. You know, this highly processed food that we're eating, I don't think that it's a good thing in the food. We're losing the quality of good quality food for us to eat and so forth. And I would say in that area, that realm, a lot of times a highly processed things there is probably not a good thing. And I can say with certainty, in the church, it is the highly processed way that we're doing things is not a good thing in the church. You know, trying to mass produce disciples, trying to automate Christian growth, or, you know, the way that the church is to function, I don't think it's a good thing in the church. Some things just take time. And some things take personal interaction, and just trying to automate these processes in this way, I think, is not a good thing for the church. It's going to take face-to-face interaction. It's going to take, you know, speaking to people, getting to know them, building relationships one-on-one, and that's, you know, and in that process, in that interaction, that the Word of God is central, and then via the Holy Spirit of God, not a software program, but the Holy Spirit of God working between us, then we learn how to apply the Word of God to the different situations of life. I think that's what the Scripture says to us. And when we try to over-automate that process for the sake of numbers, I like to tell the folks at our church at Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, we're not in the book of Numbers. We're in the book of Acts. And so we're not overly concerned with the volume of numbers. We're concerned with the depth of Christian growth in the individuals that are there at the church. Not so much a growth in numbers, although obviously that would be nice, but the a growth, a spiritual depth of growth in the individuals that are there.